All right, Mind Pump listeners, it's almost over. Doug's cutting us off. Make sure you guys go to www.mindpumpradio.com, click the big yellow button, and get that bundle while it's still on sale. Hurry up.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
This is my episode.
Damn. Damn, I want to go lift some weights now.
That was a little death metal this
bro,
time.
Bro, you be careful with that because you almost summoned the devil. He almost came out of the ground right now.
Yikes.
With his guitar.
I don't do that.
So what are we talking about?
I don't need that.
Is this your update?
This is my update.
Justin's update.
This is my
talk
thing.
To us, bro.
This is what's happening.
Well, I think first we should start with our observation. So we're just going to look
you do
at
that
you.
Each time. Yeah, look
we're
at
just,
me.
We're just going to look at you right
me,
now.
Judge me.
What? I feel.
I can't tell with your clothes on. Why don't you take those off real quick? No, you're. From what I see, you're obviously still getting leaner, but you're still getting bigger too. Your arms look a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Well, he's the definition of him, like his shoulders and his bi and tri separation is definitely continuing to change, get better and better for sure. It's more and more aesthetic. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that I've noticed so far is just that I have more definition. And I think that my lean mass gains is probably like at its sort of plateau. I think I've kind of reached that spot now where I just need to. I need to start really focusing more on my leaning process. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I got really motivated and active, and I started working out real consistent. And when it was days where I was lifting heavy, I was lifting pretty heavy. And so I think that
walk us through one of those days. I want to hear your workout.
Oh, you know, like I've actually been doing some power cleans, and I've still been throwing some heavy kettlebells up.
How much weight you use for the cleans?
For the cleans?
Yeah.
I got up to 275.
Wow.
But, I mean, that was for like two reps.
I can barely curl that. No, that's no, I can't fucking, I can't curl that.
Well, your skin looks absolutely gorgeous. Are you moisturizing right now? Is that, or does it have something to do with your work? Maybe your cholesterol levels? What's going on here?
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
You're glowing, dude.
Yeah, I've been exfoliating. Is that what the people call it?
Adam is all Adam is saying what we're all thinking.
Okay.
We're all thinking that. Like, why? Actually, when you left when you left the room early, we all had a conversation. We're like, what's he doing to his skin?
I know, he looks great. He's glowing.
So vibrant.
His eyelashes look phenomenal, too, right now.
I've been secretly going to spas behind your guys' backs. I'm serious.
Any cracks in the armor? Did you fuck up with your diet at all? Did anything?
Not too much. I think like
what do you mean, not too much?
Well, I just mean in a way that I think I've been teetering between maintenance more and surplus as far as my numbers are concerned, and so I haven't kept a close cap on that and made sure that I stay in a deficit. So that's going to be my focus from here on out, is really just kind of staying in the
deficit. It's time. I think it's about that. That's about right where, you know, because we're coming up on a month, right? You're a month,
yeah.
month in.
Well, a month and a week.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the
season. That's kind of about where I normally when I start off and I'm getting back in hardcore, the first month or so is just kind of getting back in the swing of things, cleaning everything up, being consistent, kind of watching and listening to the body, and then it's time to start getting calculated and dialed in to start really starting to shred.
Yeah.
Is anybody noticing the changes, like clients or your wife or you know, friends? Anybody saying anything?
Your boyfriend, things appear to them.
Yeah. Boyfriend, he's a little
Don't make Adam
he's happy.
Jealous. Is anybody saying, like, clients and stuff?
No, they're all noticing like that my shirts are fitting better, and my wife notices my arms and chest and stuff. That was like always her thing with me, is like, you know,
more sex.
I'm like, hey, look at me.
by the way, one of the side effects of enrolling in our program is more sex.
I like that.
So if you don't like sex, don't buy our program.
I wish that was true. That's okay.
We should have done like a disclaimer thing, like the side effects for on the program. That would have been great. That would have been pretty funny.
Yeah,
we might have to add that, Doug.
Let's do that
of sex. What about legs? Tell me, because you got horse legs, so are you doing squat barbell squats?
Deep squats. I'll do some pause squats, like I've been doing that like lately, just
at the bottom
change. At the bottom. and holding it out. And so I've been trying not to go as heavy as I was going. I'm trying to kind of lighten it up and do more reps. So
going that phase two aspect phase of it.
Yeah. Are you, is that, I was just going to ask you, are you, what are you on phase two right now?
Phase two. Phase two. I started that last week and I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to clarify for those that don't know what we're talking about, phase one focuses on central nervous system adaptation. Mm-hmm. So it's lots of sets, but sets of very few reps, you know, between 1 to 5 or 3, 4, 5 reps. Phase two is more of your traditional 8 to 12 rep range. It's the hypertrophy adaptation we're looking for. So,
right. Yeah.
So you're doing more. So, and for someone who's always squatting with real, real heavy weight, that's exhausting.
Mm. Oh yeah.
God, there's nothing. I just switched gears.
Yeah.
This last week from, I've been doing, you know, 3, 5, maybe 6 reps on my squats.
Exactly.
And I just switched to 10 to 15 reps.
Oh,
and
I'm like, my drenching sweat.
Even just throwing like two plates on there, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm
dogging it.
Full on cardio, it feels like.
It does, yeah. No, that's exactly what I'm experiencing. And I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm going to switch up. I'm going to do front squats. You know, I'm going to do zurchers. I'm going to do whatever. And it's all the same. Yeah. All these reps, man.
Yeah. So it's only legs that gets me, like, that gets me like that cardio wise. Legs, I can do higher reps on everything else. No, I mean, back and chest, it gives me break. I break a good sweat, but legs, I'll get fucking nauseous, dude.
Yep.
I mean, I get if I
just depletes you, man.
Yeah, when I throw a couple plates on there and I start squatting for 12, 15 repetitions for multiple sets, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am like drenched in sweat. I'm like trying to catch my breath. I'm like, geez, man, that actually makes me feel like I'm out of shape. Whenever that happens,
yeah,
it actually ruins. Sometimes if I do it too much, it'll ruin the rest of my work. Because we do full body. I do full body most of the time.
Yeah,
and I'll start with squats a lot of times. And if I do sets of like 10, 12, 15 reps, the rest of my workout's like almost fucked. You know, because I'm just not used to all those.
So fatigued after that. Absolutely,
oh, sucks so bad. So
drained all that ATP and ADP. You're like bottom. It's out.
What's funny is I've been working out at this real family gym, and it kind of reminds me, and I hate to say this, a little bit of like Planet Fitness.
Oh.
Just because like they have all these like signs everywhere and like no grunting and
really
no they have like
signs that say that, huh?
Yeah, I've never been to that gym. I mean, the dumbbells only go up to like 70 pounds. I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah. Cockless more than this. It's like embarrassing.
You've been hanging around with Adam a lot.
We do cock curls together.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're close.
Yeah, we're brothers like that. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, give us a typical like day, right? Because you're talking about maintenance calories. Like, what would be a typical day for diet? Like, what did you eat yesterday or the day before, for example?
Typical day for diet. Well, so. I've been in the morning. I'll typically eat like hard boiled eggs and with my. I've actually introduced like kind of a bulletproof coffee kind of style to my morning. So I'll add a little bit of the grass fed butter
into
the coffee.
It's so good.
It's great.
Isn't it delicious?
It's great. It's great for energy. And so basically, I'm trying to do 2 days a week where. I'm doing my style of fast. And the other days I'm eating like maybe 2 to 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. Depends on kind of like how the day goes for me. I kind of just play it by ear. But
what's your largest meal?
My largest meal is always at dinner.
Dinner time. So like what would be a typical meal for you?
So a typical meal, I've been eating. Like I'll eat ground meat.
You're probably eating like a pound, huh? I imagine you're
eating a lot. I'll eat like a pound, but the days that I eat lunch, like I'll disperse that quite a bit. But and then I just eat this huge plate of vegetables, and then I'll get probably like more eggs and more protein. And so I mean, my saturated fats, like I've kind of told you guys, I think I'm gonna sort of back off a bit. And focus a little more on leaning because I think my calories were up a little too high.
So. Well, no shit if you're throwing fucking butter in your content.
So I just started doing that so that makes sense.
And I want to point out how the great part about you doing that right now, and this is how you do that. It's okay to have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right now when you're starting off, you've got this high caloric intake, so it gives you lots of room to take away. And I always explain that to people when...
And I want to be honest too, like, you know, and some, like... Somebody asked too about like cravings and what you do for that. And like every now and then I'll get a little bit of a craving for like a sweet, but I'll suppress it with like apple and some peanut butter. And so I've had to account for the peanut butter, you know, and all that adds up. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's another one of those things that if I'm snacking on that, like in between meals in my sort of window of when I eat, you know, that all those numbers are playing a factor. So
you got to text me, dude. You get cravings, I have so many, like, because I've been doing this for so long. Oh, yeah. So I'll give you a little one for my sweet tooth. So one of my favorite treats is to go get like, and there's a lot of different companies that sell the, like the chocolate peanut butter spreads that are like higher in protein and lower in fat and calories. I don't know if you've seen it before. Like,
it's like a Nutella or something.
No, it's not Nutella at all. It's actually way better. It's better than better than peanut butter. It's lower in fat and it's higher in protein. There's companies, you can normally get them at like a supplement store sells them, like Whole Foods, I think has a brand. I think one of the brands is called Better peanut butter, better in peanut butter, like better and then the in and then peanut butter. Okay. And then they're spreads, and they've bumped up the protein in them. They've pulled out some of the fat, so it's a little bit lower calorie and it's a little higher protein. So they're great. So it's even a better alternative than just peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take like plain rice cakes. I'll put the chocolate, I measure this. So per rice cake, I'm using 1 tablespoon of this spread. I spread that on there. And then I take my Greek yogurt and I whip my Greek yogurt. And then after I whip it up, I'll put in just a little bit of with stevia or whatever the natural sweetener is. Put some, just like one little packet of that in there, and I'll put that on top of that, and then I'll slice up one strawberry, and it's like a freaking strawberry shortcake, bro. It's so bomb. And you get a nice little protein kick in there because you got the Greek yogurt and you have the peanut butter, so you actually get a little bit of protein, a real low carb, and it, boy, gives you that sweet tooth, bro.
You want to know something I would do? Back when I was dieting real hard for some photos, I got like San Pellegrino mineral water.
Mm-hmm.
Get it real cold in the fridge, right? I'll put like half a lime in there. And I'll put sea salt on it. And I swear to God, you take a swig of that, and for half a second, it tastes like a beer. half a second, you're like, oh, no, it's
not. Is that Corona? No.
You're not. It, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because of the lime or the salt or the fact that it's fizzy or whatever. It does, for me, it used to help quite a bit.
You know, that's a good question. So do you crave alcohol? Do you get like that? Because I don't.
Yeah. I'm a sweet guy. Would be more of my craving than...
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah, than... you know, like dessert or something. Cause I don't really eat dessert. I mean, there'll be phases like before where,
especially when you're low carb
thing or some shit,
especially if you're low carbing it, it's very natural for that. That's your body telling itself that it wants the sugar. Right. And it wants that. And so, you do crave. So I'm not like that at all. My girl's
crave alcohol. Like I don't know, like whiskey's my thing. So I actually like on the weekends, especially like it'll hit. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Oh, I'm get a drink, some water. Damn it.
Have you heard of the powdered alcohol? Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
It just got approved by the FDA. It's literally powdered alcohol that you add to water, shake it up, boom, alcohol.
What?
That's swear ridiculous. To God. Powdered alcohol. As if you regular alcohol didn't fuck you up fast enough or wasn't easy enough. You got it in a powdered form now.
That's amazing.
I'd love to switch out someone's protein powder. Yeah, I'd love to throw it into someone's protein and just watch them get smashed. They're working out.
That's kind of fascinating. Yakking on. Yeah. Is it? Can you purchase it yet?
I think you can buy it if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I would love to see that. We're gonna have to.
You know, kids are gonna freaking do lines of freaking alcohol now.
Oh, right? Dear God.
God, yeah. You're so dumb. Just drink it. Like... what about your trigger sessions? Are they being consistent?
Yeah, I have been consistent with those, and every single day, like I'm doing something. So I'm making sure that that's like a priority, and I've actually started switching into, like I've been talking about trying to be in more deficit. So I just started this week doing little tiny bits of cardio.
Oh yeah, good question. That's right. Because I guess Adam basically told you don't do cardio until now.
Yeah,
or start doing.
Well, I don't know when he said, but I just knew that like my internal clock was like, oh dude, I gotta start this cutting process guy, you know, like it's all fun and games, but let's
so
do
what,
this
what type of cardio did you introduce first?
Just real steady state kind of stuff with like an incline. Mm-hmm. And so
power walk or whatever.
Yeah maybe even a light jog. I mean, I used to play like really aggressive basketball games and get, you know, like I'd play like 6 or 8 games in a row, and you know, I'm not doing that anymore. So I kind of crave a bit of movement like that. So this is hard for me to not do that and just go aggressive. So, but yeah, I'm starting out with that. And then anyway, my plans from there, it's to kind of ramp that up as well. And I'll let you know when that sort of happens.
Awesome. Well, we still have to post. Have you posted a picture for this week?
Not yet. So okay, I will post the before.
I love the. It's we get so right many comments. We get so many comments on these pictures because the progress is I mean, it's marked. You could see the difference from week to week. And for most people, if a client hired me, I would tell them not to look week to week because you probably won't see.
Yeah, no. And
but he's seeing them. I mean,
I think this week is actually going to be. I'm excited because. Typically, right around the 4 to 6 week range is where you're going to start to feel the plateaus coming around.
I was going to bring that up because
this is why this is good, bro.
Looking at my picture, I'm like,
This is why this is good, though. This is why people. This is why this is exciting for people to see because it's fucking real. Because it's not photoshopped. It's not somebody. It's not us posting at the very end only, and then okay, this is what he did. Like, no, you get to see what it's like, and you know, right around the 4 to 6 week mark. You will. You're not going to see as great of a change as we saw in the first 2 weeks, and that's very normal. And that's the key to this, though, is now, okay, understanding that and trying to foresee that and be like ahead of the game. Like you just started to introduce your cardio. Now you're going to really start to dial in the macros and things like that. These are all essential to making sure you continue to see that progress, where most people, they continue going the same thing that they were doing, kind of same mentality they were the previous 2 weeks, and these results slowly diminish, and that gets very discouraging when you take a before and after picture like this and you're looking at yourself going like, fuck, I was making all this progress and now I'm not, and it's nowhere near. And this is where, you know, the average person, I feel like they break. It's that 4 to 6 week mark, and I think this will be great to watch that, and it'll be very normal, I think, to see your picture and maybe not see very much change because you know, you're there. You're at that point where it's going to take the next level for you to continue that process. So it's also why I love what I do now. You know, I've gotten very, fascinated by how the body responds and the science that I've had to get into to actually continue to show change in my physique because, you know, it's an adaptation machine, man. And it figures it's fucking smart.
Yeah. No matter how smart figuring it out. And I see too that like, you know, you already working with a lot of athletes by doing this, you can see those little like minute details in the body. Like I don't see any of those things, you know, cause this is all kind of like outside of my wheelhouse, right? So
now, is it safe to say that in the beginning you see these changes, then you kind of plateau, and then towards the end you see fast changes again?
Yes and
is
no.
Is that safe to say? Because
yes,
I mean, depending on how lean you are.
Well, I feel that way if you set yourself up really well. And that's why I told Justin when we first started talking, I was like, hey, dude, don't do any cardio yet. You know, hold that. That's like, to me, like cardio is like my secret weapon. I'm trying to show as much change in my physique nutritionally and through weights as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. Because then I know I can always get, you know, crazy and add all this extra movement if I need to, or add this, you know, extra calorie expenditure if I have to really ramp up my progress. And it's a great way for me to bust through plateaus. So, you know, when I actually hit my 4 to 6 week, I don't introduce steady state. I actually introduce a 12-minute of HIIT post-workout. Mm-hmm. So that's my first. And there's no rhyme or reason. I mean, what you're doing is totally fine. Just my pattern is that's the first. I want to do as little as possible, a little bit of time as possible. Because, you run out of time eventually. So I'm always thinking, what can I change right now? What can I do to continue to see results without, like, adding a ton more time to my day or my working out? So I'll throw in 12 minutes a hit post workout, and I actually only do it on like auxiliary muscles or small. If I'm training heavy legs or back chest and I got a hard workout, I won't do it. It'll be a day where, you know, I didn't feel like I really broke a good sweat, or maybe that I did some small muscles or my intensity levels lower that day. Then I go hit the elliptical or treadmill or whatever, and I hit 12 minutes of high intensity training, and then I'm done. And I'll do that for like 2 weeks. And then I start doing it every day that I work out. And then I start adding some steady state in there. And then eventually I add some fasted. But I think you can see the acceleration, Sal, when you do it like that, where you set yourself up. But I feel like what a lot of people do is
they go hard out the
gates. Then it's like you're not going to see that acceleration at the end because you haven't saved that, you know, you haven't saved all your tricks. Mm-hmm. You use all your tricks right out the gates, you know?
Well, you know, what's really cool about this entire process is we've had since Justin started this program is we've had a lot of people enroll in the same program that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So they've bought in the program, they're following it, and now they're on that private forum.
Yeah.
And now they're coming up with the same kind of stuff. that you're going through, and right, we're talking about
the same sort of issues and insecurities or all those types of things.
It's pretty rad. We've got a pretty good community on there now. It's like 200 people or something like that. So, you know what? Before I forget, before we continue, Doug told me before we started recording that he will be ending this promotion on the 6th of April.
Okay.
So
there's your deadline, people.
So unless we can convince him otherwise, we might have to beat him up or something. He's shaking his head. He's not going to do it. He's got to, he's got to be, sometimes he's
like Stalin. He's just got this iron fist.
So April 6th is the last day for this particular promotional rate for this program, the program that Justin's following. Although his end date for his transformation is what? What's the end date? I don't even remember.
That's a good question.
It was 90 days from the start date. I think you have something like
it's in my phone. Have
like 5 weeks left or something like that.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Well, I guess that concludes our update session, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any questions, go to at Mind Pump on Instagram. Ask us any questions. Follow Justin's progress, and of course, those of you who are already are already invited on the private forum, you can ask your questions there and talk to us directly. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.